Monday, May 16th. Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon, The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness. When at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Lord is risen. Alleluia. And now the morning prayer hymn. Brightness of the Father's glory springing from eternal light, source of light by light engendered, day enlightening every day. In your everlasting radiance shine upon us, Christ's true Son, bringing life to mind and body through the Holy Spirit's power. Father of unfading glory, rich in grace and strong to save, hear our prayers and come to save us, keep us far from sinful ways. Dawn is drawing ever nearer, dawn that brings us all we seek. Son who dwells within the Father, Father uttering one word. Glory to the be to God the Father, glory to his only Son, glory now and through all ages, to the Spirit Advocate. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. All those who love your name will rejoice in you. Alleluia. Psalm 5. To my words give ear, O Lord, give heed to my groaning, attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God. It is you whom I invoke, O Lord, in the morning you hear me, in the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting. You are no God who loves evil, no sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face. You hate all who do evil, you destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests. But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe. Lead me, Lord, in your justice. Because of those who lie in wait, make clear your way before me. No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief. Their throat a wide open grave. All honey their speech. All those who protect shall be glad. All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them. In you they rejoice, those who love your name. It is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our psalm prayer, Lord God, all justice and all goodness come from you. You hate evil and abhor lies. Lead us, your servants, in the path of your justice, so that all who hope in you may rejoice with the church and in Christ. And repeating the first antiphon, all those who love your name will rejoice in you. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, yours is the kingdom, Lord, and yours the primacy over all the rulers of the earth. Alleluia. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10b through 13. Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity. Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory. For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hand are power and might. It's yours to give grandeur and strength to all. Therefore, our God, we give you thanks, and we praise the majesty of your name. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. and repeating the second antiphon, yours is the kingdom, Lord, and yours the primacy over all the rulers of the earth. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, the Lord is enthroned as king forever. Alleluia. Psalm 29. O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court. The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of waters. The voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendor. The Lord's voice shattering the cedars. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf and Siren like a young wild ox. The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf. The Lord's voice shaking the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice rendering the oak tree and stripping the forest bare. The God of glory thunders. In his temple they all cry glory. The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. You live forever, Lord and King. All things on the earth justly sing your glory and honor. Strengthen your people against evil, that we may rejoice in your peace and trust in your eternal promise. And repeating the third antiphon, the Lord is enthroned as King forever. Alleluia. And our reading for this Monday morning is from Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 10. The Lord is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. For you confess, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Faith in the heart leads to justification, confession on the lips to salvation. And a responsory, the Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. Now the canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and show him and show myself to him. Alleluia. And the canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the canticle of Zechariah, whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and show myself to him. Alleluia. And now our intercessions. The Father glorified Jesus and appointed him heir to all nations. Let us praise him, saying, save us, Lord, through your victory. Lord Christ, by your victory, you broke the power of evil and destroyed sin and death. Make us victorious over sin today. Save us, Lord, through your victory. You laid death low and brought us new life. Grant that we may walk today in this new life. Save us, Lord, through your victory. You gave life to the dead and led mankind from death to life. Give eternal life to those we shall meet today. Save us, Lord, through your victory. You brought confusion on the guards at your tomb, but joy to your disciples. Grant the fullness of joy to all who serve you. Save us, Lord, through your victory. Now gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray. Father, help us to seek the values that will bring us eternal joy in this ever-changing world. In our desire for what you promise, make us one in mind and heart. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.